This is what the town of Kerenik in Sudan's West Darfur state looks like now. Where homes once stood, ashes now remain. Some try to find belongings to salvage, while others sit and wait for help to arrive after they lost everything.
They attacked us during Ramadan. People now have nothing, not even food to eat. They burned down homes.
It's the aftermath of fighting last week when ethnic Arabs from the Rizega tribe launched an attack on Kerenik. Authorities say it was in retaliation for the killing of two of their tribesmen by men from the non-Arab Masali tribe, which dominates Kerenik. The initial fighting killed 9 people and wounded more than a dozen. Then it escalated, killing at least 213 people and injuring many more. It lasted for 3 days and reached the state capital, Jenena. Many who were already displaced by the Darfur conflict, which started in 2003, were forced to move once again. Survivors blame the paramilitary rapid support forces for the attack. This video appears to show members of the paramilitary group hours before the attack on Kerenik.
The rapid support forces came and burned us and killed. They ripped bodies and left women as widows and burnt all we have. We can't stay like this. The government should do its job and protect us. If they can't, then we can't continue living like this.
The fighting is the latest in a series of attacks in West Darfur that has killed more than 400 people in the past year alone. It's the result of long-standing tensions between Arabs and non-Arab tribes over land and resources. Here, officials stand in front of a mass grave for victims of the latest fighting.
We regret what we see, but don't agree on people saying they want to leave. We'll provide aid and medical assistance to the people here and in the capital, and we'll form a committee to see to those affected. Those who lost belongings will be compensated, but those responsible for the violence must be held accountable.
A peace agreement was signed in 2020 between the government and rebel groups in the region after the overthrow of Sudan's then government. But local officials say things are still the same.
When there was a change in government in 2019, we thought there was real change that would end the bloodshed caused by the former regime. But West Darfur has been witnessing violence since 1995 until now with no change.
Military reinforcement has been sent to separate the two sides. But for the people of Kerenik, that reinforcement comes too late and little remains to be protected. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.